Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is an alternate text fitting to the occasion of the installation of our new preschool director. It comes from 1 Corinthians 4, the following words. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things that God has now revealed. This is the text. My dear brother and sister, with your permission, I will address especially Jennifer, but don't feel bad, I have it in for you too at the end of the sermon. So this then is how people ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those entrusted. This expression, those entrusted with the mysteries of God, is simple enough at first sight, but if you look at it closer, you perceive that throughout the centuries, this expression has been translated into four different ways. Stewards, administrators, dispensers, and ministers. Well, you know, stewards administer something that does not belong to them. Stewards have charge to administer something that belongs to somebody else. The same goes for administrators. Dispensers do not dish out themselves. They dish out that which somebody gave them to dispense. And ministers encompasses all the three concepts. Ministers work for somebody greater than them. The word minister, and this is a true and correct etymological study, the word minister begins with the prefix mini, meaning small. So a minister is truly a specialist in being small. Throughout the years and throughout the centuries, the Lord has always brought forth people that would serve the church, that would be ministers to Him and to His mysteries, to His gifts to the people. Today He did it again as He brought Jennifer Lyons to our midst. So minister is a specialist in mini, a specialist in small, in being small. A minister is humble in attitude. He doesn't brag. A minister is resigned to the state of being smaller than someone greater. Minister of state doesn't speak of the things that they know or they have, but they speak of the things of the state, the greater one. And then an administrator is pretty much the same, except that an administrator starts with another prefix that is meaningful, ad, A-D. Ad meaning towards, forward. Ad means transportation, it means travel, it means movement. To add minister is to minister these things here to someone. To administer means to give. So, what do you give? That's what God has revealed to you. And then there is the steward. The steward is one in charge of the economy. The word stewardship comes from Greek. Funny word, oikonomos. Oikonomos is, oikos is house. Nomos is the law. The law that rules the life in the house. What is this law? What rules? What are the norms, the laws of the house? Oh, if a child is sick, the parents give him medicine. If one has a cough, the parents give him syrup. If one is cold, the parents give him cover, a blanket. And if the household is hungry, the father goes out and shoots something and brings it home. That is the law of the household. That's the administration. Everybody in the household is taken care of with the very wealth that there is and resides in the household. What household are we talking, Jennifer? God's household. You are the dispenser and the administrator and the steward of God's household. You give it out. A dispenser has a very interesting concept. A dispenser does not dish out and give out of themselves, but that which they were given to dispense. And a dispenser is intelligent. There is intelligence in dispensing. We have a dispenser by the sink at home that dispenses soap. We put soap in it, and then it dispenses soap. And it's a little dab of soap, not a gallon full, but just a dab, just the right amount. That's what a dispenser does. It's not so little that you cannot see it with the naked eye, but it is enough to wash your hands. As dispensers of Christ's mysteries, ministers give out intelligently at the proper time in proportion to the need, the mysteries, the graces of God. So you are entrusted with the mysteries that God has revealed. In the beginning, God was quite secretive. He does not show himself to his people. Moses saw him, and Moses gave himself a pat on the back when he wrote, "He, me, saw God and didn't die." God is so great and so awesome, in the true meaning of awesome, that we die in his presence. But now he reveals himself. He revealed himself in that little baby in Bethlehem when he becomes flesh. He reveals his love further when that baby grows and goes on the cross to die for our sins. He reveals his power when he brings that son of his out of the grave. And that conquest he passes on to us. God reveals himself in the forgiveness of sins. God specializes in second chances. He does not punish us and deal with us as our sins deserve, the psalm said. But he deals with us in mercy. He could have perfectly and justifiably abandoned Adam and Eve when they dissed him and disobeyed him and ate the fruit, when they made up their own rules for living. "Hey, that tree looks good. Look at that fruit. Oh, can't eat it. Why not? Watch me." They made their own rules. God could have said, "Well, if you want to live like that, go." But no, God comes after them and says, "Where are you?" And restores them and rebuilds them, forgives their sin, and promises life and salvation by a descendant of the woman. While reprimanding the serpent, God says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offsprings and her offspring." One. "You will strike his heel and he will crush your head." That's what happened outside Jerusalem 2,000 years ago on a Friday afternoon, when he said, "It is finished." The work of salvation was finished. And you, Jennifer, can now tell the little ones and their parents that the work of salvation has been finished, that they are saved. So to whom do you dispense God's ministries? Not only to the little ones and their parents, but to the whole world. Everyone born of woman, 7 billion people in the world right now. You might not have the opportunity to go and talk to each one, but through the little ones, who knows what God will bring? How many will be missionary doctors and nurses and teachers? and administrators and mercy workers and volunteers. So empowered by God through His family called Blessed Savior, Jennifer, you are apt to do the work that you have agreed to do. Today we install you officially and we surround you with our support. We are the frame of steel in which you work. We are like the brackets that will hold you up when the wind blows. You can count on us. We are Blessed Savior. So let us all now go in the name of the Lord. All of us and you, Jennifer, you go into the classroom now, and we will go into a quiet place where we can pray to our Father for you. We stand at the ready to support you, to help you, to do things what you want us to do, and to pray for you so that you are never alone. God bless you. God bless us all and our preschool. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.